Switching now to the Roman Catholic Church, Pope John Paul II celebrates the 25th anniversary of his election to the papacy today. Frail of body, but still strong in will, the 83-year-old pontiff was wheeled into St. Peter's Square to the sounds of thunderous and lengthy applause. Tens of thousands gathered for an open-air Mass to celebrate Pope John Paul's Silver Jubilee. The Mass began at 6 p.m., the same moment that a plume of white smoke rose from a Vatican chimney in 1978, a signal to the world that a new pope had been elected, the first non-Italian pontiff in 455 years. Joining us now from Rome to look back at the Pope's 25-year reign is John Allen. He's Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. John, good to talk to you again.
Hi, Michelle.
It sounds like it's been quite an emotional day for the Pope and for the people there in Rome.
Yeah, I think what has been quite striking watching this scene unfold in Rome is the very odd mixture of both jubilance, on the one hand, for marking the Silver Jubilee, only the third time in the history of the Catholic Church, and at the same time, the sort of subdued climate of concern for how much longer the Pope can go on.
And looking back at his 25 years, and in many ways, he really transformed the papacy. He anointed more saints than any other pope. He traveled more than any other pope, and he took his message beyond the formal and somewhat cloistered confines in the Vatican and acquired sort of a superstar status in the world. Is that his legacy?
Well, I think it's a big chunk of his legacy. I mean, you are quite right that the old model used to be the popes stayed in the Vatican sort of in splendid isolation and the world came to them. Other popes had traveled before, but no one traveled like he has. I mean, 102 trips outside of Italy to 129 nations, 143 trips inside Italy. It's a staggering record. And all of this, of course, as part of a program of reawakening the evangelical potential of the papacy, or to put it in layman's language, taking his show on the road, taking his message to the people.
In some ways, his reign has been quite progressive, but the irony is that he did all this while at the same time holding on to hardline positions on abortion, on euthanasia, on contraception, and women clergy. Did that create some deep divisions within the church?
Sure. Those divisions existed, of course, before October 1978 when John Paul II was elected, but obviously I think his pontificate has in significant ways exacerbated them. I think that the fact that large pockets of the population, including members of his own church in the developed world, have been unreceptive to his message on these cultural issues is a significant frustration.
And among those who've been unreceptive are Americans. A recent ABC News Washington Post poll found that while 90% of American Catholics approved of the Pope's stance on human rights, two-thirds said the church was out of step with their lives, and they were specifically opposed to his position on abortion and on the marriage of priests. Does that have any effect on his papacy?
Well, I think it had an effect in the sense that John Paul, as a very gifted communicator, is always sensitive to how his audience is responding. And so I think the fact that despite his titanic struggles, in a way, to convince the world, including Americans, of the truth of what he calls the culture of life or the gospel of life, that is, of his own positions on abortion and birth control and divorce and homosexuality, he has failed to do that. And that is a frustration. On the other hand, obviously, you know, the Pope would understand his primary responsibility to be not pleasing the electorate or securing his reelection, but being faithful to the tradition that he's inherited. And from that point of view, I think you have to give the man credit, at least for the sincerity of the effort.
Has he given any indication about his plans to stay at the helm of the Catholic Church? And could he resign if he was so inclined?
Yes, the Code of Canon Law, which is the internal code of law for the Catholic Church, makes provision for a papal resignation. It's Canon 332. What it says is that if a pope resigns, he must do so freely. However, the truth is that that simply doesn't happen. I mean, the last time it happened was in the 15th century, and that was to settle a schism. So functionally, popes don't resign, and certainly this pope has made it clear he has no intention of resigning. As recently as two nights ago, a senior Vatican official and a very close friend of the pope said, popes do not retire. They are elected as servants for life. And I think that very much is John Paul's conviction.
John Allen is the Vatican correspondent for the National Catholic Reporter. John, thanks so much for speaking with us.
It's a pleasure.